Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to a Friday. It's hour one. It's a meat Friday at that, and I do believe it's officially French dip day. So French dip sandwiches and waffle fries. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Welcome to the program. Recap what we saw last night. Look ahead to this weekend. Odell with the Rams. As everybody in the media whiffed on that story. Cam with the Panthers.
You're going early?
What? Look, all of this hype. You got one job. Tell me where Odell's going. I'm not an insider. I thought he was going to go to the Saints. He didn't go to the Saints, the Chiefs, the Packers. I was told, Sirs is close to me, that the Packers were runner-ups to the Rams. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner. You can watch this program if you like, and you can see the Traeger grills fired up as we speak. Also, we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. We're numbering nearly 400 cities. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. We finished up yesterday after the show signing all the calendars. You can get a calendar or you can get a signed calendar. Go to danpatrick.com. We have a lot of new products there, new T-shirts, a tailgate bundle that's awesome. We got Penny's Bang Biscuits. We just added beef jerky. And get a jump on your holiday shopping at danpatrick.com. All right. The LA Rams proved once again they're all in for the Super Bowl this season. They signed Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday. And I don't know how all in they could be. Prior to this, they traded for Von Miller. They traded for Matthew Stafford. So it doesn't seem like they took on too much of a risk by signing OBJ to a reasonable one-year deal. So they're really, really all in on winning a Super Bowl. But Odell Beckham comes in. He's friends with Von Miller. He's friends with Jalen Ramsey. He knows that Cooper Kupp's the number one target. Robert Woods is probably the number two target. Is he willing to play the DeSean Jackson role, a role that DeSean Jackson didn't want to play, and that's why he wanted out of the LA Rams, and now he's with the Raiders. Head coach Sean McVay, reputation as one of the more creative offensive minds in the league, and he's going to have to keep everybody happy. The best way to do that, you would say, is winning. If they do that, you would think Odell Beckham would be just fine. And this might be a one-year rental because the Rams are all in getting Von Miller. They don't have any draft picks. They gave all of those up, bringing in Matthew Stafford. And right now, they would be playing their first game, playoff game on the road. If the playoffs started today, they'd be playing, I think, Dallas in Dallas. You got to win your division because as great as these moves are, or as talented, potent, marquee names that you have here, Arizona is still the team to beat in your own division. And I think that's interesting going into the second half of the season. Are the Cardinals for real? And if you're the Rams, you better win your division. If not, you're probably going to be on the road for two playoff games if you get by that first playoff game. All right, McLovin, what's the poll question you have today?
Oh, I guess you didn't see the emails this morning. Since Seton stole Todd's impersonation bit, I guess Todd thinks he can do the polls today.
Oh, wow.
I did dive into the polls a little bit.
Wow.
What's going on here?
Stuck a toe in the water.
Okay. Mr. Passive Aggressive. What? You never send poll questions.
Very rarely, but once in a while. If the moon is in a certain spot, like the summer solstice kind of thing.
Okay. So do you want to... Yeah, McLovin.
Can I just say he sent three poll questions? The first two are exactly the same as each other. And the third one is the most random poll I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, here we go, Todd.
The addition of OBJ will make the Rams much better,
worse. It almost sounds like you're doing a limerick every time you do something. So stop that because it brings back bad memories.
Or does Todd only do the poll question in limerick form?
Go ahead, Todd.
The addition of OBJ, what will they say today? Now, much better, much worse. What will the addition of OBJ mean to the Rams going forward? Okay. The second poll question is, which I guess is similar to the first, by the end of the season, the Rams will be thrilled they added OBJ, regret signing OBJ.
Todd, how do you not realize those are the same questions?
It's reworded a little bit. You could pick which one.
It's still the same bottom line.
It's very similar. Not exactly the same.
Just pick one thing.
Okay, this one I enjoy, but I don't know if we could fit all of these. Which movie title will ultimately describe Cam Newton's second stint in Carolina? Return to Sender? No Country for Old Men? Loser? The Best of Times? The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? He Got Game? There Will Be Blood? The Cat in the Hat? Lost in Translation? Get Out? Great Expectations, Die Hard, and Raging Bull.
Okay.
It's a lot to digest there.
Yes.
What the heck is Return to Sender? There's 10 Oscar movies, and then he starts with Return to Sender.
That's an actual movie title. You think that's the Elvis Presley song, but Return to Sender is an actual movie from a long time ago.
Thank you, Todd.
I think there's something there we can work off of. I feel confident about it.
Yeah, Seton.
I just want to say I'm incredibly impressed with Todd's third poll question.
Thank you.
And it's almost like we've never seen that type of creativity, no offense, in the poll question before. Ever. Never. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I think, Todd, you did a great job with that.
I appreciate that. Anybody, Friday love. This is good.
Anybody else got a poll question suggestion? Paulie, you got one today?
I have one.
Oh, great.
All right. How about this?
All right.
If I told you in August, which one would you have not believed the most? Cam Newton will be back with the Panthers. Odell Beckham will be with the Rams. The Jets fans would be excited about a young quarterback named Mike White. John Gruden would no longer be coaching the Raiders. That happened, by the way, this year. Jordan Love would start a game for the Packers, not due to an Aaron Rodgers injury. The Chiefs would be tied for last place in the AFC West. Most unbelievable of those. Those all happened in the past 2 months.
I know. Isn't it amazing? The NFL just, it's not fair. It's not fair to the other leagues that they just, there's headlines right around every corner here. Cam Newton, that's not surprising. Odell, that wouldn't be surprising. Jets fans being excited about Mike White is exciting, but nobody cares about the Jets. John Gruden no longer coaching the Raiders. That's crazy when you think about he signed a 10-year deal. And they were winning. Jordan Love with Aaron Rodgers not having an injury, those would be my two. The Chiefs in last place in the West, I guess I'd be moderately surprised, but not overwhelmingly surprised with that. Yes,
McCoy. I think they're also in first place in the West. They're right. That's a weird. The whole AFC is bizarre.
This program brought to you by Impeller. Empower your investment portfolio opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller, a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Available now. Impeller is your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/impeller. Do we want to settle on one here?
I have another two questions for you.
All right.
Are the Ravens any good? Yes or no?
This was a standalone game. And I said yesterday, we don't have a front runner for MVP. But if Lamar Jackson plays well Thursday night in South Florida, he's going to be your leading contender for the MVP. Well, you put up 3 points in 3.5 quarters. You're no longer in the top five for MVP.
But that
doesn't mean it won't happen in a couple of weeks where Lamar Jackson comes back. And then we'll go, God, Lamar Jackson is so great. What I found out, and I'm reminded of this, is the Ravens aren't an interesting team if Lamar Jackson is not doing anything. Because when he's not doing anything, there is no reason to watch that team. The defense? No, there's no Ray Lewis there. There's no Ed Reed there. It's very, very bland team without anything from Lamar Jackson. Yes, Seton.
I find myself watching the Ravens getting so frustrated for some reason. Like, I just want to be like, who are you?
I don't know.
Like, what team are you? Who are you as a team? Who is this?
I know. By the way, Brady Quinn will join us on loan from Fox Sports. We'll get his thoughts on OBJ, also Cam in Carolina. Charles Barkley is going to join us. Here's a stat for you. I was going to save it, but I love it because I mentioned that if you don't score 20 points in the NBA, I mean, you're not a scorer. 57 different players have scored at least 30 points in a game so far. That matches the most at this point in a season in any season in the last 50 years.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
So Charles Barkley will join us coming up next hour. I'm being told that there's front row anger related to last night's game.
Yes, Dan. Seat and I both don't care who wins between the Ravens and the Dolphins. But there's something that's been bothering he and I specifically for about 2 years now. You know how at the end of a loss, coaches now go up to the podium, the head coach, and this one's on me. I blame myself. Here's an example, John Harbaugh last night.
That's the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, it's a road Thursday night game. It's hard to go on the road on Thursday night, but we've done it before and we've been successful. We just played poorly, and it's because of our coaching. It starts with me, and I didn't do a good job getting these guys ready.
He said some form of that three other times where this loss is on me, it's on the coaching staff, the preparation. You're the head coach. You're making $8 million a year. You don't have to tell us that it's on you. That's the new thing in the past 2 years of the NFL. Put this one on me.
When did he realize they weren't prepared? That's what I want to know. Like pregame? Maybe Wednesday? Maybe
Tuesday was he like, I'm getting a little nervous about that. I don't know if we're prepared yet.
Yeah. And I don't know what the rationale, the logic is for doing that. Like, I'm going to take all the pressure off Lamar Jackson. Hey, this is on me. Yeah, we know that. I would love for the head coach to go after a loss. This ain't on me. It's on them. Go in there and ask those guys questions. I wasn't the round one slipping and sliding. Yeah, Paul.
I had these guys finely tuned right up until pregame. They lost it. I was back there with my headset on. I couldn't do a thing.
Oh, man, it's amazing the headlines that we've had in the NFL. That's crazy. Odell Beckham, being a Ram, and I think it'll be – I'm curious if he can play the role that DeSean Jackson played. Because this is – the offense goes through Cooper Kupp. They're a passing team. You got Los Angeles played a role. You're friends with Jalen Ramsey and Von Miller. Maybe – the fact that it is L.A. and there's part of the off-the-field equation. But can Odell, like, what is he expecting and what was he told? I'd be curious about that. Yeah, Paul?
If I would have told you 3 years ago, you would utter the phrase, can Odell Beckham get on the field in a Cooper Kupp-led offense?
Mm. Yep.
Things have changed.
Yes, they have. But Cooper Kupp is their number one wide receiver. I just don't know. For Odell to make this work, Now I'm just thinking what Odell was thinking, and that is, I got to prove to everybody on a big stage that I'm still an elite wide receiver. Now, how do I do that? Is the offense going to go through me at some point? How many touches? How many targets? These are really important topics for wide receivers. How many targets am I getting? Because they'll come back and look at the stat sheet, be like, I got targeted five times. Oh, I got to get targeted more. And you can bet after the Monday night game against San Francisco, then, you know, everybody's going to flock to Odell Beckham. Win or lose, they'll go to Odell Beckham. Then it becomes a thing, just like it did in Cleveland, just like it did with the Giants, that the media knows they can get clicks when you're writing about, talking about Odell Beckham. But the Rams are far more and should be far more than Odell Beckham. If you're going to win, I don't think you're winning because of Odell Beckham. If he can complement what you have, then you might have some magic here. Yes, Eden.
But does Odell Beckham need to prove that he's still an elite wide receiver, or does he need to prove that he's a good teammate? Because those are sort of both on the table right now. Of like, which dude is this? Are you a good teammate, or are you an elite wide receiver?
You're not going to make any money after this season being a good teammate.
You know? I don't know.
If you're not an elite wide receiver, you can be a good, you know, it's like the guy on the basketball team that has a 3.8 grade point average. You're like, man, we love having him on the team, but he doesn't help you win. It's like he's great for the team. It's like McLovin. You know, good grade point average.
You said that right to McLovin's face. He was the grades guy in high school.
Yes.
Who came off the bench.
Yes, he was.
So does that make me the diva wide receiver then?
Yes. Yes.
I need touches. And
you need to be a better teammate.
Or I'm going to just blow up the chemistry.
You need to be a better teammate. Yes, that's what needs to happen. You stole Fritzy's Adam Sandler impersonation right in front of him yesterday.
And then I enthusiastically supported one of his poll questions today. Good grief, what am I doing?
I think you overcompensated with that, where you're like, man, that hurt Todd. Yesterday after the show, Todd was over by the weights and he's doing his curls or whatever, and I could hear him working on his Adam Sandler impersonation.
You're joking.
By himself.
Also some mumbling, some less than pleasant words about
it was like he was working on his Adam Sandler impersonation because Seton stole it from him. I said, Todd, you still do a better impersonation.
I got a little competitive. I was able to add like 10 pounds to the bicep curls in anger over that, so it all worked out.
We'll talk about Cam Newton going to Carolina. God, what a mess. What a mess in Carolina. It's like, let's replace Cam, and then we'll replace that guy who's replacing Cam, and then that guy who's replacing Cam, and then we'll replace Cam by bringing in Cam. That and Odell Beckham. How does it go right? How does it go wrong? Brady Quinn will join us. Coming up next, it's 17 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Came in this morning. Paulie goes, do you smell the onions? I go, how can you not smell the onions? It's French dip.
You love onions.
Mm, I love the smell of onions. I just don't like onions. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. The texture. I think you're a texture
guy.
Yeah,
very much texture. But I like the smell of the onions, the French dip, the Traegers. There's something about as soon as you park the car and you walk over right by the grilling area, and we have four Traegers fired up, and then we're going to build a fire today. Man, it's just great. It's football. There's smoke in the air. Smoke, as Bill Walton might say, Seton.
The smoky haze of the Traeger grill rising. Phoenix.
Todd doesn't do a Bill Walton impersonation.
Ooh, the grateful
No.
I've seen the show 4,000 times.
How about you imitate a Booker and get
wow.
me another?
Really?
Wi-Fi technology. Control your grill right from your phone using the Traeger app. Don't just take it from me. Try it yourself. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This program, award-nominated, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond for their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll get to your phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Charles Barkley will join us coming up next hour. College football this weekend, Michigan-Penn State. Oklahoma, Baylor. That'll be on Fox. Georgia at Tennessee, Purdue at Ohio State, Washington State and Oregon. Brady Quinn, co-host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe alongside LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox. And you can catch him weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, the show that precedes ours. Also, the Big Noon kickoff on Fox in Texas. It'll be Oklahoma at number 13, Baylor. Brady, thanks for joining us. Let me start with what you saw last night. Did the Dolphins provide a blueprint? We love to do this. A blueprint print on how to shut down Lamar Jackson.
I'm not willing to go that far. I think what we witnessed, though, and I think one of the things that we've noticed, if you've paid attention to the Baltimore Ravens in the second half of the seasons with Lamar Jackson and Greg Roman calling plays, is I don't know if it's a matter of teams figuring them out, but it always seems like that offense hits a wall in the second half of the season. They usually get off to some pretty fast starts, and then they start to kind of fizzle out. And I don't know if that's like a Greg Roman thing when you comb back through the years and feel like from some of the different teams he's been to, like they haven't had a second act or they haven't been able to adjust. But clearly last night was one of those examples of Miami felt really comfortable playing a variation of coverages, kind of some off-man coverage, mixing in some zone, but putting pressure on Lamar. And the Ravens offense, Lamar did not handle it well. And it also seems like when he gets in situations where he starts to press, where, I mean, he's literally feeling the pressure. But I just think also because of that point in the game where they needed to come back, they had to do something. I feel like he almost puts himself in some compromising situations, forces throws, makes some bad decisions. I think we've seen that from him from time to time. But so I don't know if it's a blueprint necessarily, more so is it's just kind of been what we've seen from the Ravens, offensively speaking at least, since Lamar Jackson's been quarterback in the second half of the season, and we're starting to venture into that territory.
And I'm also wondering about the decision. Jacoby Brissett gets banged up, goes out. Tua is the emergency backup, but then he goes in. He's healthy enough to play, but he wasn't healthy enough to start. I'm confused with that whole situation, Brady.
Join the club. Yeah, I've been confused now for 2 years with Brian Flores and the decisions with Tua in particular. I mean, last year when he'd yank him out at the end of the game or after a bad first half, I mean, this is the guy you drafted in the top 10, the first round pick. You've got to see what he can do to finish games or end games. I would say this last year about him, and yet they just put Ryan Fitzpatrick in and let him be the closer. And I understand that Brian Flores wants to win games and he wants to do what's best for his team to win games, but then shouldn't Fitzpatrick been starting the whole time? Like it just never really made any sense to me with when they chose to make the switch to Tua last year when Fitz and the team was playing well, and then the times they would take Tua out of the game. It's like, well, you already made that decision to put him in. Like, don't you want to see what you have in him? Don't you want to let this pay dividends in the future where either he brings your team back or he doesn't, but he at least learns from it? And then this year, like, I mean, it was that case of what last week he was dressed for. And I'm going, wait a second, like, he's healthy enough to go in an emergency situation, but not to start. And then he goes in and he plays better than Jacoby did once he got into the game. So I honestly feel like it's this. If the Dolphins end up moving on from Brian Flores at some point in the future, whether this season goes into a tailspin or they don't end up achieving what they hope to in the future, this will be, to me at least, at the top of my list for reasons as to why. Because I think he's botched this entire situation with even seeing what they have in Tua as a quarterback.
And you already know, everybody knows, Tua knows, everybody in the building knows that they flirted with Deshaun Watson and what they were willing to give up for Deshaun Watson and almost made that trade. Like, I don't know what that would be like. If you knew your wife was negotiating with somebody else that maybe she would leave you for that person, but then it fell through, like, how would you feel showing up every day going, "Hi, honey, how are you?" I mean, right?
No, it wasn't flirting. They went speed dating. Like they essentially went speed dating.
They swiped right.
Like
they swiped right.
Yeah, they swiped. Like, it's like your wife going out to one of those speed dating things that we used to have pre-COVID. And you're like, oh, hey, babe, how was your night? What'd you do? Oh, I don't know. I met 10 eligible bachelors who I was like potentially talking to. Found one that I really liked, but we didn't really have much time. You know, you only get 5 minutes per conversation, then you got to rotate. It was like, yeah, it's one of those bizarre things when you just made this decision to draft him. And I always just say this, like, I think the league always lacks patience. Fan bases even have even less. But with quarterbacks, understanding that, like, it's the one position that you need time, you need experience to develop. And I don't know that Tua's had that time and the opportunity to truly develop. And I don't know that the organization can have a true picture of what he is or what he isn't. You know, if they wanted a guy who was more of a product that was ready to go right away, they should have just tried to go find a veteran quarterback they could go get or trade for with that pick in the draft instead of drafting a guy that's a rookie. Like, all these quarterbacks come out of the draft need work. They need some seasoning. So I never really understand that when they just want to move on from that decision right away. Look, Deshaun Watson is an extreme talent. Any team that has interest in him as a football player obviously has to do their due diligence if he's on the market. But there's still a lot to be figured out off the field. Yeah. And also, by the way, I don't think this is done. Like, I think in the offseason, whatever was on the table – will probably still be on the table. It just depends on the legal situation that he's in.
If I told you back in August, these are some of the headlines that would emerge in the NFL. Cam Newton would be back with the Panthers. Odell Beckham would be a Ram. Jets fans would be excited about a young quarterback named Mike White. John Gruden would no longer be coaching the Raiders. Jordan Love would start a game, but it wouldn't be due to an Aaron Rodgers injury, and the Chiefs would be in last place in the AFC West. Where would you start where you go, I wouldn't believe that headline?
The Chiefs would be last in the AFC West. I'll be honest with you. Wow. Everything you threw at me. Let's look at obviously the situation with John Gruden, the Raiders, is terrible. It's despicable. But I do feel like there was a sense for the direction that team was going from a win-loss perspective that at some point someone's got to kind of, hold them accountable. Clearly, that's not why he's not there anymore. But, and even with Odell Beckham, there's kind of always been that, like, is he happy in Cleveland? Potential trade rumors or how this is going to work out. The fact that he got released and cut is a different way of getting to that. Cam and his journey back to Carolina. First off, I'm happy for him. I'm glad he got paid, got the contract he got paid. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like
negotiating against, Brady?
Well, no, that's a good question. I don't know if it was anyone, but that's the situation that they were in. It's like they don't have to negotiate anyone, but they're negotiating with essentially PJ Walker for that period of time right now, where they're still not technically out of the playoff on the NFC. Like, outside of like about 5 or 6 teams in the NFC, like that last wild card spot, the last two, it's kind of wide open. So they might feel like, hey, defensively, we've got a good team. We could still stay in this thing. We just need a quarterback to guide the ship there, and Cam's our best option. And so they weren't negotiating versus anyone else, but they were negotiating versus staring down the rest of the season of not being potentially in the playoff hunt. That's what they're negotiating against.
Okay, so you get rid of Cam, then you bring in his replacement, and then you pay Teddy Bridgewater $35 million. Then you get rid of him, then you trade for Sam Darnold. You bring him in, you guarantee next year's contract of $19 million. You pass on Justin Fields. So now you're bringing in Cam. You brought in Cam's replacement, then the replacement to Cam's replacement to now another replacement for Cam's replacement. Now you bring in Cam to replace Cam.
God, I want to be Cam's replacement so bad because they all get paid, right? is that the moral of the story right now? Think about how much David Tepper and right now is paying out in Carolina because Teddy Bridgewater's not even there. He's still getting paid. You bring in Sam Darnold and PJ Walker, and it just all comes full circle.
Are you the same age as Matt Barkley? Because they brought in Matt Barkley to play.
He's younger than I. Okay. Yeah, he's younger than I am. So trust me, I wish, but maybe I should just give him a call and be like, hey, services are still out there. If you want to shell out a little extra money too while you're paying everyone I'd love to sign up for that.
When's the last time somebody reached out to you about playing?
It would have been back when I was, I think in 2014. Been back when I was, at that point I was transitioning to broadcasting, but there was still kind of some interest. And honestly, I think once I was presented with the opportunity I was at Fox, and then when you'd kind of talk to some of the teams and their interest was, they were interested, but nothing where it was anything significant. And I didn't want to just go into a training camp, be a camp arm. I felt like what Fox was offering me at that time to do was intriguing. It was a great opportunity, something that like I didn't necessarily realize how special it was at the time or what it would build into. But clearly, you know, it was something that I respected enough to say, I'm going to jump into this next career and take this opportunity.
Who's the best quarterback on the Fox set?
I mean, I would say me. I mean, look, I got that. Like, I think every quarterback has that Mike White to them, where Mike White's come out to the public. Like, I feel like I should have been the first player taking the draft. Like, every quarterback feels that way about their play and about themselves. Otherwise, they wouldn't have played at the NFL level or wouldn't have the ability to. Like, even if you – like, I think sometimes what impresses me the most is the guys who are so overly confident and they think they can make every throw and they think they can make every play. But, like, objectively speaking, like, you're looking at them going, he definitely can't do that. But, like, those are the guys that tend to succeed at moments because they believe in their abilities even when everyone else doesn't. And that's why, like, you know, whether it's me or anyone else, Mike White in this case, that's why they're such good stories, is because the journey to get there is a lonely journey. And he's probably the only one, even his parents have probably at some point in time not believed that he was going to be able to do in his one start and change what he's done so far.
He's Brady Quinn, Fox Sports College and NFL studio and game analyst. How does this not work out with Odell and the Rams?
It's a tough question to answer because I think it's going to work out. I mean, the stars have aligned for it to work out. He's with a great play caller. He's with a quarterback who, you know, they're going to distribute the football and get him the football. You know, you could complain about, well, what happens if he doesn't get enough targets or touches? And he might not in comparison to Cooper Kupp, for example. I think he'll be competitive as far as targets with Robert Woods. But Odell strikes me as the type of person. I think we all have these people like that we work with or in our lives. When they come into work, like whatever's going on in their personal life, some people can compartmentalize and not bring that to work. Other people can't. Like Odell strikes me as the type of person that has a hard time, if he's not happy outside of football, being able to come in and be in that work environment and be the type of guy that's enjoyable to be around. And I also don't think he's going to excel if that's the case. Look, he's got a house in LA. He's got interest outside of football. I just think the way Sean McVay handles that team and how he'll fit into that team is a perfect scenario for him. So I don't think it goes bad. Like, I think he found himself into the perfect situation for him to resurrect things in his career.
How does Matthew Stafford approach this relationship?
It's one in which I think, look, you get him on board, you're happy to have him. But I think he knows, and obviously he came to the Cleveland Browns, the situation where they were in the playoff hunt. Obviously, the Rams are squarely in the playoff hunt, divisional hunt. So, you know, you're just trying to get them up to speed. Like, if anything, if they don't have a prior relationship, you're just trying to get to know the person. You know, what motivates him? What makes him tick? What he likes, what he doesn't like? How he sees the game? You know, all those things, because you've got to get up to speed and build that chemistry in a short amount of time.
But you know he's going to want his touches, Brady, because that's how you get the next contract. He doesn't get a contract by being just a good team player. He gets a contract by, let me show the world what I can still do. And if
you get a contract too, you get a contract too when you win. You know, if this carries on to winning a Super Bowl, everyone looks better when you win a Super Bowl. Whether you're as good as you think or not, you're a world champ.
Yeah.
So as much as he wants his touches and targets, which he was still the most targeted player for the Browns, like we tend to forget that. He was still the most targeted player. It just didn't quite work out. So he'll get his targets. He'll get his touches. But I think if you're preaching him on success and then being able to go and win a Super Bowl, and back to my initial point, like in order to get him those touches, you still have to know the person and player. And so you still have to understand, like, his nonverbal communication, how he moves, how he gets open, how he sees zone coverages, what he likes, what he doesn't like. Like, you still have to get all that down in order to get him those touches. So it's honestly a lot of trying to hang around each other as much as you possibly can if you're Matt Stafford and Odell Beckham. Like, you're trying to become best friends, or speed dating, if you will, using that analogy again, like as fast as humanly possible.
Fox Big Noon kickoff in Waco, Texas. It's number 13 Baylor, number 8 Oklahoma. How big is this game for Oklahoma?
It's huge, because this is now their case for building a resume to get within the top four. you know, they're that, you know, undefeated team that's kind of probably, they probably feel disrespected. And yet, since Caleb Williams has taken over as their quarterback, the freshman quarterback, this offense has been unstoppable. Now, defensively, they've suffered some injuries and they struggled at times, but this is the case now for Oklahoma to make that run. They've got to beat Baylor. They'll eventually have to beat Oklahoma State and then win, presumably versus probably Oklahoma State again in the Big 12 championship game, to get that resume where they need it to be undefeated and be a part of the conversation to play for a national championship.
Safe travels. Always great to talk to you. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Brady.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Brady Quinn. You can catch him, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, alongside LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox. That's Fox Sports Radio, weekday 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It precedes our show. And, of course, the big noon kickoff in Waco, number 13 Baylor hosting number 8 Oklahoma. Take a break. We got our play of the day. Phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. Charles Barkley next hour here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
1.7 seconds. Now back to Tattersall, looking for the open man. Mormon takes it. Mormon with a dribble, a fire from deep. Good! It's good! J.P. Mormon fires it from beyond the half-court line, and it's in! And the Highlanders upset the Sun Devils here in Tempe on a Hail Mary from deep. J.P. Mormon the second is tonight's hero if this call stands.
My Highlanders, UC Riverside. They were 0-5 against Arizona State, losing each game by at least 8 points. The teams hadn't met since 2004. But that is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. So obviously that was a big surprise. Navy beating Virginia at Virginia was a big surprise earlier this week in college basketball. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. We say good morning to Carol in Virginia. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Carol.
I'm extremely excited about last night's game. I'm a Dolphin fan and have been one since day one. I was born and raised in Miami, so Miami was my team. I was, you know, proud of all the players on the team. I wish they played like that for the rest of the season and before. But that was, I am still in like heaven. I can't believe it was such an exciting game.
Well, congratulations.
And the fact that I can actually see it on television since I normally can't see it because I live in Virginia. It was a great night. I was screaming.
All right. Well, thank you, Carol, and congratulations. And you're all set going into this weekend. I'm glad Carol let me know that she had a great night watching the Dolphins. Yeah, Paulie?
When you're a fan of a team that's not good and they beat a team that's really good or expected to be really good on national TV, mm-hmm. you dine out on it.
Yeah.
You're dining out.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Tua threw for 158. And he came in for Jacoby Brissett, who threw for 156. This is the first time the Dolphins have had two quarterbacks throw for at least 150 yards in the same game since 1993. Scott Mitchell and Steve DeBerg.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
I'm sure that that game in 1993 was just as exciting as last night's game for the Dolphins. Scott Mitchell, Steve DeBerg. Yeah, McClellan.
Did they win a Super Bowl with a two-headed quarterback one year?
Well, they didn't have a two-headed quarterback.
That would be something.
Yeah. The NFL's had a lot, but I've never seen a two-headed quarterback. They had two different quarterbacks.
Guy's great at looking off the safety, though, isn't he?
Really don't like his indecisiveness, though. Yeah. One eye's going this way, yeah. Other head's going this way.
Wait, how am I supposed? What eyes am I supposed to read, Coach?
His head's not in the game. What about the other one?
Yes, Paulie.
So I think the Miami Dolphins, when they lost a Super Bowl, had, was it David Woodley and Don Strock when they lost to the Redskins with Riggins?
I think they won that one of those, didn't they?
They won 14-7. They had Earl Morrill and they had Bob Greasy, I think, as their quarterbacks during the 17-0 season. But I don't remember Strock playing. I remember Woodley playing, starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. But at least they have Dan Marino. You know, when you think of a franchise without a quarterback, and you can look at the Cleveland Browns and say, all right, have they had great quarterbacks? They've had good quarterbacks. You know, Bernie Kosar was a good quarterback. Brian Sipe was a good quarterback. You can go back to the 60s with Frank Ryan. He was a good quarterback. I don't know if he was considered great, but then offenses really weren't predicated on passing the ball for their success. But Miami, we always think Dan Marino. Like, is there a quarterback who looms larger over a team the team's history at that position than the Dolphins with Dan Marino. Brady and the Patriots, Steve Grogan was, well, Brady is just so great, but Steve Grogan was good. And Marino didn't win. He went to the Super Bowl once and lost to Joe Montana. But I'm trying to think, who else would be in there where that quarterback is just so much better than everybody else? I mean, look at the Bears. They're still looking for a quarterback.
Right.
I know. Yes, McLevin.
With Staubach and Bradshaw, those two, but maybe Roger Staubach, not just because he was so much better. But
Ben's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but Roger Staubach so identified him as Mr. Cowboy.
I know, but Aikman's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I loved watching Roger Staubach, and I can't imagine how great he would be in today's NFL because he was elusive. He was a great athlete, great quarterback, could throw, and it feels like every rule is favoring the quarterback, and Roger probably would have been able to take advantage of that. But they all could. You know, Montana was talking about that the other day. I mean, Brady's able to play because you can't hit him. Even if you just brush up against a helmet, as we saw last night, there were two roughing the passer penalties. That was a 99-yard drive. And that's where I think you have to have replay. When there's any blow to the head with a quarterback, I think you should be able to just see that and judge it. It's like targeting in college football. It's just, if I graze you, am I roughing you? And it just, I think it's the word, the definition, like roughing the quarterback. I didn't rough him. I like brushed up against his helmet. Troy Aikman even said, that's not roughing the passer. Yeah, see.
Yeah, right. When you think about it, like roughing, was that rough?
Hey!
I don't know if it was.
Stop roughing! I wasn't roughing. I grazed the passer. Can you call that? Grazing the passer. Defense. 15 yards. First down. All right, McLevin, what's the poll question?
So we did, which headline would have surprised you the most in August? If we have a runaway winner. 68% say the Chiefs would be in last place in the AFC West.
Are you kidding me?
Then Gruden being fired, Cam with the Panthers,
wow.
OBJ, and Jets.
See, I'm not shocked that the Chiefs are in last place because they could be in first place in 2 weeks. It's not like I go, oh, they're all is lost here. I mean, it's a competitive division.
Well, they are 5-4. The leader is 5-3. So.
Yes. Like that. Wow, you're in last place. Yeah. And by next week, we can be in first place. I mean, that's not a precipitous drop where you go, you'll never get out of last place. John Gruden got fired by the league, basically. Aaron Rodgers missed a game and had nothing to do with an injury. OBJ going to the Rams, that's not a shocker at all. Cam going back to Carolina. I wondered earlier in the week why nobody had picked up Cam Newton. But who was Carolina negotiating against? Like, we got to get Cam before somebody else does. Let's give him all this money. Now, maybe it's what the veteran minimum would be. And I think he can help them. I don't think they're a playoff team. I mean, let's be honest. If Christian McCaffrey is average, not playing, banged up, they're not going anywhere. Defense is good. And Cam can give you a couple of home run plays. He just can't pass anymore. Well, I don't know if he could ever really pass, but he can pass less than he used to. But Carolina's probably looking at this and going, you know, we're kind of in this. Let's go for it. Yeah, McLevin.
Do you think they paid him a little more than they had to just for goodwill with him, saying, like, we're all into this. Let's do it, Cam? Or
I don't know who does that. Maybe they wanted him to not have a bad taste in his mouth after what happened. Like, hey, we really want you to come back. Come on back, take a victory lap here, and come back home with Carolina. We'll check in with the Panthers a little bit later on. Charles Barkley will join us in about 25 minutes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.